Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, July 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into what the head of Instagram discussed on his recent Ask Me Anything, and there are a lot of reach-related questions in this week's episode. For instance, if you're getting less reach than you have in the past, you might have heard someone suggest that you should turn your account to private for some amount of time, maybe 24 or 48 hours, then turn it back to public, and you're going to get a lot more reach. The head of Instagram debunks that myth and explains exactly how Instagram treats that kind of situation. Another thing that many people think is that if you remove people who are following you but do not engage with your content and only have people who follow you that really care about what you're doing, that will help you in the algorithm. Today on the show, the head of Instagram explains whether or not that matters. All of those questions plus more, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. Do you want to be in a room where the entire creator economy comes together? Well, here's your opportunity. On July 29th in Manhattan, Creator Economy Live East is bringing together over 500 brands, over 100 creators, and over 100 platforms and agencies to tackle the biggest challenges in influencer marketing. As a listener of this show, you can secure an exclusive 20% off your pass. Just use the code InstaStoriesPod20 at checkout to save up to $390 off your full price pass. But you need to be quick. The event is less than 1 week away. Hope to see you there. All right, let's get into the questions from the head of Instagram. First, if you are struggling with reach and you have the idea that you can turn your account to private for some short amount of time, then turn it back to a public account, this will help you in reach. The head of Instagram explains that this is not how it works. Here's the clip.
One rumor I've heard a bunch is that if you take a public account and then you make it private and then you make it public again, that that will boost your reach. But that is not the case. It's actually just going to annoy people who need to follow you while you're private. So if you think it's going to help your reach, it's not. Don't do it. If you have another reason to be private, great. Go for it. But it's not going to help with your reach.
All right, moving on to the next reach-related question. Can I post a carousel and a reel on the same day without affecting reach? The answer to that is yes. If both that carousel and that reel are high-quality content that your audience really likes, then it doesn't matter that you've posted both of them on the same day. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
It depends on what you're posting. The reason why sometimes posting two things in the same day means you get a little bit less reach is not because we do anything. We don't want to punish you for posting more. It's great to post more. It's because sometimes, not for everyone, but for some people, when they see your stuff and they see another thing from you shortly thereafter, they're less likely to send it to a friend or like it or watch it. But that's not true for everybody, and it's not true for all content either. So I would just try and test it out. I would see if your content's pretty different, it's probably fine. If it's very similar, then you might want to try it and see how it does, and then try also spacing things out and see how that does, and then double down with what works or on what works.
Okay, let's move on to the next reach-related question. Will removing unwanted followers hurt my reels, reach, and algorithm ranking? This is a really good question because if you've had people who have chosen to follow you but then never engaged with your content, or you have followers that you know are bots, it can be really tempting to want to remove those because that would seem to indicate that a higher percentage of people who follow you are interested in your content, and therefore you will perform better in the algorithm. However, let's be honest, everyone has spam followers. Everyone has bot followers. Everyone has people who follow them who don't engage with their content. This is an across-the-board issue for Instagram.
No, not significantly. Obviously, they won't actually see your content anymore. At least they won't see it in their main feed, but it's not going to be a bad thing for you over with everybody else.
Okay, just real quick, I want to address the fact that there was a beep in that answer. For some reason, Instagram seemed to think that he said a curse word. I don't think he did. He generally doesn't curse, and I don't think a curse word would have fit in the context of that answer, so just ignore that beep. All right, moving on to the next question. Does Instagram punish you if you use the same audio that everyone else is using? The answer to that is no. There are trending audio clips at any given time on Instagram. They're indicated by a little up arrow, and actually you would want to use those because trending audio indicates that people are okay with hearing that, people like hearing that audio, and it's totally fine to use. That's why Instagram indicates that it's trending upward. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
No, we're not going to punish you for posting content with a video that a lot of other, with a song that a lot of other people are using. Generally speaking, we're trying to find people who are interested in your content. The only things that are going to really limit your reach are things like safety concerns. If you post content that almost violates the rules but doesn't quite. Another one, which isn't related to safety, is if you're just taking other people's content and reposting it that's unoriginal and you're not making it your own in some way, that also will limit your reach. But you can see if there's an issue by going to profile settings and account status.
Okay, let's move on to the topic of what you can do when your account isn't growing. If you're working really hard creating content for Instagram regularly and you're just not seeing the growth, what can you do? Here's the head of Instagram to answer that question.
I know that can be unbelievably frustrating. I think it's about trying to continue to experiment. Figure out, if you look back at everything you've posted, what the patterns are. What kind of things have worked a bit better? What kind of things haven't worked as well? And then maybe double down on the things that are working. Now, to remind you, it's super important that you stay true to the whole goal that you have for being on the platform in the first place. Are you trying to build a brand, sell a product, evangelize a cause? Reach is a means to one of those ends. So make sure that as you experiment and come up with new ways to try to create content that people might find interesting and interact with and therefore get more reach, that you're still doing ways that all are aligned with that goal.
This is why Instagram insights are so important. Even if you're not growing, some pieces of your content are likely performing better than others. Whatever content is performing better, try to figure out why and how you can do more of that type of content. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more questions and answers from the head of Instagram, like if you have followers on another platform, how can you bring them to Instagram and more. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram and the next one. I have a big following on another platform. Best way to bring them to Instagram? There's really no way to bring followers to Instagram or bring followers you have on Instagram to another platform. There's a lot of discussion about platform interoperability, but it's in Instagram's best interest to keep you on the platform because you have invested so much time in growing your following on there already. Therefore, no platform would voluntarily give you the ability to move all your followers to a different platform, knowing that you will never likely come back. Here's the answer to the question, how to get followers from another platform to Instagram.
So there's no way to automatically move all your followers from another platform, but you can certainly tell them about it. So I'd suggest posting on the other platform, post a link to your profile or a QR code, and let them know that you're on Instagram and ask them to follow you there. People do this all the time, but no automatic way. Sorry.
All right, let's move on to a strategy question. Should you delete or archive old trial reels? Good question. You can just leave them. They're not hurting anything by being up. And people may discover them, and that's fine, or they might not. But either way, they're not appearing on your profile grid, so it's okay to leave them.
You don't really have to do either, because if it's a trial post, it's not even on your profile. It just still exists. So it'll probably just either get no more reach or get a bit more reach later. But if you really want to get rid of it, I think archiving and deleting are both fine.
All right, let's move on to a feature suggestion. Would editing video captions ever be possible after uploading? Typos are the worst. This person is referring not to the caption that you can create at the bottom of an Instagram post, but rather the captions that appear on screen, subtitles. Once you have created a post, whether you created it in Reels and posted it to Instagram or created it inside the Instagram app, if you've added those captions or subtitles and there is a mistake in there, you have to delete the post. You can't edit it and then repost it. I really wish this was possible because there are plenty of times where you do discover a typo or some of the text is cut off or doesn't appear right on the screen because of sizing or a million other issues. It's really frustrating after you've posted and it's already gotten likes or comments. Here's the head of Instagram.
That's not a bad idea. It's tough because we actually translate captions. You can definitely edit your captions after your captions are made, but not after you upload. But that's something I'll take back to the team.
Okay, that's it for all the Instagram-related questions, and I've saved this last one because it's a slightly different topic, but I think it's very important. The question, what stops someone from filming me on Meta glasses and posting it without me knowing? This is a great question, and this is really something that a lot of people, myself included, are not very comfortable with. You might give your consent to have someone's video posted online, and that's totally fine, but you should have the choice to decide whether or not you give your consent for images or videos of you to be posted online. Here's Adam's answer to what stops someone from filming them on Meta glasses and uploading it without the person knowing.
So Meta AI glasses have cameras in them. And right here, you can see that there's a little light that lights up if someone is actually filming. So we can't stop people from filming other people, but we can try to make sure that that light is on if they are filming. We now actually have the glasses basically stop working if you drill that light out, because we saw that people were trying to drill that light out. Plus, if you're posting content that is taking advantage of people and harassing them, like a lot of these pickup line kind of videos that we've heard of and seen recently, then we're going to take the content down. We don't want people to be surreptitiously taking videos of other people and harassing them and then posting them on our platform. So we're trying to fight that every way we can.
I think this is a really important issue. And as a society, I think we really need to determine how we feel or how we are going to address people who are recording us without our permission, because some people might be totally comfortable with it and that's fine. But having the expectation that we are recorded all the time, no matter what we are doing, and that footage can be online for anyone to see, is not something that everyone is comfortable with, myself included. And trust me, I love making videos, I love making content, but I don't always want my images online, and that should be my choice. All right, that is gonna do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform.